933 CFMU, redefining radio in your community. Looking to support us further? Look no further. Go to cfmu.ca/fundraising to learn more.
Everyone, my name's Sean Dupre. This is 93.3 CFMU, and you're listening to Sounds from the Korean Underground. Sounds from the Korean Underground airs on Sunday nights from 10 until 11 o'clock, and with this show, I try to shine a light on some of the awesome music that's being created in South Korea's indie scene. Tonight, we're going to dig into music from a baker's dozen worth of acts, including new stuff from Broken Teeth, Mzima, Drinking Boys and Girls Choir, Looney Looney, Owl, and I promise there's a whole bunch more great stuff in this week's playlist too. We got things started with brand new music from the powerhouse known as Sumbal Gwang. Sumbal Gwang hail from the Korean city of Busan and have been kicking around since 2016. Their 2021 record, Happiness Flower, is a brilliant offering, and I've been super excited about the group's follow-up record for a really long time. I'm happy to share that Sumbal Gwang dropped their new Fire and Light album on October 7th. I've only had the chance to listen to it all the way through twice so far, but it's good. It's really, really, really good. Well, Happiness Flower was an explosive affair right from the start. Fire and Light is a bit of a slow burner, but in a really good way. This definitely feels like an album that's going to get better with each listen, and I plan on giving it a whole lot more listens. From Fire and Light, I shared Breathe with you tonight, and I promise we're going to be digging more into this record in the coming weeks. Vaseline recently celebrated the 20th anniversary of their Blood of Immortality record. Let's check out something from that disc right now. Here's an ode to my friend, and you're listening to Sounds from the Korean Underground on 93.3 CFMU. We'll be right back. This is Sounds from the Korean Underground on 93.3 CFMU. Vaseline are the kings of Korea's metalcore scene and have been together for almost 30 years now. In September, the group celebrated the 20th anniversary of their sophomore record, Blood of Immortality. That album won Vaseline the trophy for Best Rock Album at the 2005 Korean Music Awards. And from Blood of Immortality, we heard an ode to my friend first in that last set. After Vaseline, we had Mzima with You Pasta, Me Source. You can find that one on Mzima's new How Can You See It Just By Look record that dropped on September 26th. This is Mzima's second recording. Their first was an EP in 2023 called I Look Like This. Mzima describes themselves as new wave of weird noise punk. And the two-piece act features Gina Kim, who fans of Korean indie music are likely familiar with from her time in the very, very cool bluesy garage punk and folk band Billy Carter. And we close up the set with Drinking Boys and Girls Choir. The punk trio have a brand new live album out. It was released on October 4th and is titled DBGC Live in Busan. And like the name says, it features 18 Drinking Boys and Girls Choir tracks that were recorded live during a club show in Busan earlier this year. From DBGC Live in Busan, I played Oh My California. And guess what? In a few weeks, you'll be able to check out DBGC Live in Toronto. That's right, Drinking Boys and Girls Choir are playing in Toronto on Tuesday, November 5th at Velvet Underground. Tickets for the show are $29.67, including fees. And it's going to be a really, really fun night, so definitely check it out if you can. The Toronto concert is part of a three-week North American headlining tour. What makes the Toronto date extra special is that it's the only date that Korean rock act Ochil will be playing as well. With that in mind, we got to play Ochil next, right? Okay, twist my arm. Here's Ochil with the Gray Area, and you're listening to Sounds from the Korean Underground on 93.3 CFMU.
который никогда не изменятся. Your heartbeats may be shattered into shell shock shrapnel. Юнгинуна анунин авил хади.
This is 93.3 CFMU, and you're listening to Sounds from the Korean Underground. Halloween is fast approaching, and there's going to be a trick-or-treat event at Tim Hortons Field on October 20th from 12 to 4 p.m. This free outing is going to feature over 30 vendors, costume photo stations, and of course, a whole bunch of candy. So if you're looking to get some extra usage out of your Halloween costume, check it out. Now, let's talk a bit about the music we just heard. O'Chill came first with The Gray Area from last year's The Burning City record. O'Chill are going to be opening for Korean punk band Drinking Boys and Girls Choir on Tuesday, November 5th at the Velvet Underground in Toronto. After O'Chill, we had Chora Choryeon with a track named First Principles Heteroglossia Version. Chordian issued that song as a single earlier this year. Next up was Broken Teeth. Broken Teeth issued a new 2-song single in late September called Innocence and Flood. And from that release, I played Innocence. And we closed out the set with some glitchy goodness from the Kilala rework of Siwa's Distance to Breathe. That cut was one of my favorite Korean tracks from last year, and it appears on Siwa's Echoes of Happenstance 4. We still got a bunch of music to get to tonight, so let's get to it. This next track's from All and is called Now, and we're going to hear it right now on 93.3 CFMU Sounds from the Korean Underground.
I'm gonna die! independent businesses need your patronage now more than ever. That's why CFMU comes back again with the Friends of CFMU card. Use the card to get discounts at many local businesses of all kinds. For more information, check out the footer Friends of CFMU at cfmu.ca. Use your card at James Street Bookseller, Moody's, Picks and Sticks, Records on Wheels, Relay Coffee Roasters, or Revolution Records.
A friend who knows what being a friend is, talking with a friend.
Hello again, I'm Sean Dupre, and you're listening to Sounds from the Korean Underground, a weekly showcase of Korean indie music that airs every Sunday night from 10 until 11 o'clock right here on 93.3 CFMU. The song that just wrapped up a few seconds ago was some noisy post-rock goodness named Sunset Boulevard by Bon. Bon put out a great seven-song record in 2022 called Two Telescope, and that's where you'll find Sunset Boulevard. The Go Dot came before Bond with Wasting Away. Prior to that, we heard Autumnal, let's try that again, Autumnal Equinox by Jung Jae. That one appears on September's Blue Factory. I'm not going to lie, I was considering playing a few different tracks from Jung Jae's new album, but Autumnal Equinox, one simply because, well, it's autumn. And hardcore band All got things started for us with a track named Now from their new self-titled EP that dropped at the beginning of October. Okay, my time's almost up, but I'm going to squeeze in one more track before I bounce. Looney Looney is going to close out this week's show with Search Engines. And that one comes from his brand new and really cool Energy Flow EP. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back next Sunday at 10 p.m. Hope you can hang out with me again. Good night. We'll be right back.
Listening to 93.3 CFMU,
a radio station supported by valued listeners like you.
If you'd like to make a donation to help us continue to serve you, visit cfmu.ca/fundraising.
This is Tokyo, once a city of 6 million people. What has happened here was caused by a force which, up until a few days ago, was entirely beyond the scope of man's imagination.